With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police arrest a suspect in the Manhattan killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the suspect was reported by a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport. Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney identified the suspect as Luigi Nicholas Maggioni. Court documents say police found the black 3D-printed pistol and a 3D-printed silencer in his backpack. Also at SRNNews.com, a top Middle East expert says the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad of Syria is a major improvement in the region. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, knows a lot about Syria, but admits
we don't know who's going to take charge there.
Something that's not causing him a great deal of worry.
I don't care if Jihad Joe takes over Syria. Anything's better than Assad.
Oren is cheering the fact that with Assad out, Iran can no longer funnel its missiles through Syria into Lebanon for Hezbollah to use against Israel.
The Shiite arc that extended, the crescent that extended from Tehran to the Mediterranean has just collapsed.
Former Ambassador Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says he has no plans to replace Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell, whose term runs until May 2026. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for living nativities.
Churches and ministries across the country are in the process of gathering costumes and volunteers for their annual effort to spread the gospel with a little bit of drama. Faith Lutheran Church in Branson, Missouri will put one on this Sunday night. Horizon Church in Rancho Santa Fe, California will do the same on December 20th through the 22nd. And there will be a living nativity at First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine, North Carolina on the 20th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year and President Trump returning to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate laws. This is SRN News. South Korean authorities have imposed a travel ban on their president.
Banning a sitting president from leaving the country he's supposed to be governing is a major move and raises questions about what control Mr. Yoon now has over the government. On Sunday, his party said power had been handed over to the prime minister. But on Monday, South Korea's Ministry of Defense said Mr. Yoon still had at least one role, commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Opposition politicians said the current chaos was unconstitutional and are again planning to try to impeach the president.
For the second time this year, L.L. Bean is moving forward with a plan to reduce its workforce. The retail company, headquartered in Maine, says it's going to cut staff by up to 75 people. College enrollment is down 5% among 18-year-olds this fall. The decline is higher in both public and private four-year colleges. More details at SRNNews.com.